You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It's a joy to be back in Macedonia. I've had very productive conversations today with Prime Minister, Foreign Minister Dimitrov, Vimro President Mitsotakis, other members of Parliament, the Speaker of your Parliament, heard from Macedonians from the business community and civil society. I want to commend Prime Minister Zaev and his team for the enormous effort that they've put these past several months in working with Greece on this historic PRESPA agreement. I know that this was a long and difficult process. It required sacrifices of both parties. It required sacrifices not only of Macedonia, but also of Greece. We talked at length today in all of my meetings about the upcoming referendum. And my message to every Macedonian that I met today was the same. That this is a decision that only Macedonians can make. Macedonia has been on a path towards the West now for a very long time, and that we urge all Macedonians to exercise their fundamental freedom, but also responsibility at the time of the referendum, and to turn out and vote. I think this is a historic opportunity. This is a pathway to NATO and the European Union. It's in Macedonia's interest to have its citizens make sure their voices are heard. I don't think this is a moment in history when you want your voice to not be heard. I think it's important to speak up, make your opinion clear. The United States is supportive of Macedonia in this process. We believe it's in Macedonia's interest, it's in Europe's interest, it's also in America's interest to see a Balkans peninsula that is stable, secure, and prosperous. So that's been my message in my meetings today. I think an opportunity like this is historic. I think the prospect of an opportunity like this again in our lifetimes is very small. So I urge all Macedonians to exercise their freedom as well as their responsibility and get out and vote at the time of the referendum. So thank you for having me. I appreciate the Prime Minister's hospitality and the hospitality of the people of Macedonia.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.